Some companies try to dupe you with double talk. Frontier gives it to you straight.
You can say that again. Get the speed you need with a 2-year price guarantee on service for TV, internet, and voice. Don't let all the techie jargon of the digital frontier confuse you. Let Frontier be your guide. Visit GetFrontierCopper.com today for complete offer details. Limited time offer. Equipment fees, surcharges, taxes, and other fees are subject to change. Frontier terms and conditions apply. Service subject to availability. Speed not guaranteed. Depends on many factors.
This is HudsonRiverRadio.com.
It's time for Angel Quest with Karen Noe on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Angel Quest show. I'm Karen Noe, author of Your Life After Their Death, Through the Eyes of Another, and We Consciousness. I am so excited that my guest today is Peter Anthony, author of Key Master and The Accidental Prophet. Peter is a producer, paranormal expert, contributing writer for several spiritual magazines across the country, and a numerology life coach. In 1987, he had a near-death experience, which we're going to be talking about today. After this near-death experience, he received an inexplicable gift of mathematical codes. This played a life-changing event in Anthony's life. His speech impediment and artistic talents vanished and were replaced with mathematical knowledge, allowing Anthony to become an expert in ancient numerology. In 1995, Peter's near-death experience abilities landed him on Fox's hit TV paranormal show Sightings. He appeared on Mysteries of the Unexplained, The Lisa Gibbons Show, Borderline, Beyond Belief, Factor Fiction, Palm Springs Psychic, as well as being a guest on countless radio shows around the world, including Coast to Coast, with George Norrie and the Outer Limits. Peter's near-death experience lectures with IANS, International Association of Near-Death Studies, has propelled him to becoming a defining speaker for NDEs all over the world. Peter's book, Key Mastered, inspired by his own near-death experience, is under development for a feature film. His second book, The Accidental Prophet, will be released in the late spring of this year. You could visit him on his website at www.theaccidentalprophet.com. Hey, Peter, how are you today?
Good morning, East Coast from the West Coast.
It is snowing here. How's the weather over there?
Well, we're raining. You know, we need the rain. We've been having, 80 days of rain here in California.
Oh, my gosh.
We haven't had, years and years of drought, so we welcome the rain, even though our roads are flooding and the bridges and the dry river beds are now full. But you know what? Hey, the waters of chaos always bring happiness, I say.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Good morning to you. And I'm
good
so excited to be on your show and talk with your audience and have them listen in to hear our exchange today.
So, I'm very excited that you're joining us because my target market are those who have lost their loved ones.
Oh.
So this will bring them a lot of comfort.
Yeah.
Before we get started, could you give us a brief description of what you were like before your near-death experience?
Yeah, I am. Truth be known, I did have a speech impediment. I stuttered. Therefore, most of my life, I didn't speak. I was very quiet and introverted, agnostic. I think the early part of my life, I lost the majority of my family. So by the time I was in my early 20s, it was just me. So I think the most important thing that I can share with the audience is that haven't been agnostic, haven't had a problem, speaking or speech impediment, and also being shy and introverted, and The other thing, too, that changed when I had my near-death experience, I was a gifted artist. I was studying to become a special effects makeup artist. And so I could, you know, I could paint, I could sculpt, I could build, I could craft, I could do caricatures, I could do it all. And that ability, you know, left me after my near-death experience. So some part of me, it's almost like I went up to heaven and they said, no, don't need this anymore.
Oh,
you're gonna
my
take that
gosh.
Away. You're going to go back with this. So anyway, so that's who I was before. Came back a talker. So,
yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, so many of us, I think, who do have near-death experiences, we do come back changed on so many levels, even physically. So for me, I sort of came back a new person, and many years of recovery, you know, physically, medically, and then spiritually, and obviously, and psychologically, you go through so many, changes and doubts, and of course, at the time in the 80s and the 90s, and up to 2000, people really weren't believing in near-death experiences, and if they did, it was a subject that was, you know, talked about in corners. And so for me, it was a very lonely path because no one would listen to me.
Mm.
So I had to learn how to trust my own inner self. And I began this quest, you know, not only in numerology and astrology, but also seeking out the men and women of cloth. I don't care what faith it was. I sought it out just to try to understand what had happened to me. And I wasn't welcomed by the spiritual community, the religious community.
Yeah.
So it was the spiritual community and some of the shows I did, you know, these paranormal shows as a ghost investigator, that I met the NDE community. So that in itself was a miracle for me.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't imagine people not accepting your message. Why would someone make this up? And here you are, all of a sudden, you're not stuttering. I mean, how about your family? Were they your friends?
No. I mean, what little bit of family I do have, and I have one family member left, we don't speak. So, you know, and that's the unfortunate thing, I think. So for many of us who've had near-death experiences, you know, we go to heaven, if you will, if that's what you want to classify it as. To me, it was the beyond. And we come back with this joy and love and compassion in our heart, and we're so eager to share.
Yeah.
And you know, we want to talk about our conversations with God. We want to talk about what we experienced on the other side. We want to talk about, you know, the planet and what's, you know, what is so important to us. And people don't want to hear it. They don't want to talk about it. And I, you know, it took me a while to understand it, because it's like you come back with all this excitement, this joy, this you know, this love in your heart, and people just don't welcome that message. What's sad about this, Karen, is so many people who've had near-death experiences take their lives, and or their husbands and wives and coworkers and neighbors and friends don't support them. So it becomes a lonely path. So for those of you who've had near-death experiences, you know, seek thy own counsel, go inside, read books. Don't deny. You know, I was smart enough to do research, read. I went to the library. We didn't have Google back then. And I would go in and just read until I found something that made sense to me. And, you know, when you've experienced this, you know, and again, you don't believe in any of this, you know, you know what you saw and you know what you felt.
Yeah.
And you know what you experienced and you know that conversation you had with God or Jesus or an ascended master or an angel, whatever you want to categorize as. But for me, I had to find the truth for, you know, inside. And once I believed, and not listening to the experts, not listening to the deniers, and not listening to the naysayers, but once I went back to my inner truth, I began to change my life. So, and that to me was the best part of this, if you will, this conflict, this horrible event in my life turned out to be rather miraculous.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
So that our listeners understand, what were the tragic events that led to your death on November 11th in 1987?
Oh, my God. Well, at the time I was with CBS News, I was a freelance image consultant, and I was traveling around, you know, working with a lot of VIPs and stars and film stars, et cetera. And, you know, when we're busy in the film industry, TV industry, and I certainly was, I was a celebrity image consultant, I had no life. And the idea of going to a doctor was just, oh, God, here, I have to make an appointment a month out, and I don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. So I let something go. I was misdiagnosed. They thought I had a stomach ulcer. And so I was popping a medication called Tagamet, and I began to lose weight. I began to bleed. I began to cough. I think in the summer when I was misdiagnosed, June 4th it was, of 1987, I began to lose weight. By the time I clinically died on November the 11th, I was coming in at 90 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
And so I was stuffing my suit with Kleenexes and newspaper. I was using makeup to cover up. I had these little brown spots that were, you know, covering my torso, my neck, and my face. And, you know, people could see I was losing weight, but I was smart enough, as I said, to have been an image consultant, how to make myself look that I had lost too much weight. So by the time I got into the hospital, we were wrapping up on a CBS party, and on November the 11th, and I basically knew something was going wrong. I went home, changed into some thrift clothes because I didn't want to bleed on my suit, and rushed to the hospital. Didn't realize at the time that back during the late 80s, I was in the middle of the AIDS crisis. So when I went in, and they thought I was homeless,
right,
and had no insurance. So here I was coughing and bleeding, and in the middle of the AIDS epidemic, they didn't want to check me in. So I was put in a corner, and I basically bled to death. So, and by the time they got to me, hours later, it was a nurse that found me, and by the time I got to the OR, I clinically died on the operating table on November the 11th, in operating room number 11 at 11:11 p.m.
So talk about numerology, right?
Yeah.
Which we'll be talking about in a minute, but 11:11, wow. So could you describe what happened when you left your body?
Yeah, you know, again, like so many of us, I think while I was watching from above, me in spirit form, if you will, watching my physical body on the operating table, and back then they were using shock paddles to resuscitate me and to bring me back because I was flatlining, I could see me, Peter Anthony, in physical form, but above and to in the far corner of the operating room, I could see this, what I call the bullseye, the rotating tunnel, and I remember going through that tunnel. And it was at this time, as I was going through this tunnel, I began to see what I refer to in many of my YouTube videos as quantum physics and algebra and geometric codes and angel codes. And I didn't know at the time what all these mathematical symbols were. But as I'm spinning through this tunnel, I began to download information. You know, I say to people, I was like the mind of Einstein and Tesla and Edison. You know, you're receiving information,
yeah,
not only the minds of the brilliant,
mm-hmm,
but also the minds of the creative geniuses. You know, I was downloading music and math and
wow,
sound and science and biblical passages, and it was just coming in at such a rapid speed, and I was getting every bit of it. So for me, as I'm going through this tunnel, and then when I'm on the other side of this tunnel of sound and light and color and math, I end up on a tree, didn't know why at the time, but I'm having a life review. And again, like so many of us, the life review is paramount for all of us. It's like an inventory of our life, and we do get a chance to see, you know, what I call these shortcomings, human error. I don't like to call it sin. I think we've been branded with sin for century after century, and we go away, you know, not liking ourselves because of that terminology. But so for me, I saw my own personal human error and how it affected not only my life, but how it affected other people. So I, you know, you come back with that life review, and you come back a changed person just because of that.
Oh, I could imagine. So I often hear, I am a psychic medium, so I hear this many times when people come through a deceased loved one, they often say they should have, could have, would have done things differently, but now they feel it's too late. You know, they went through their life review. And I tell people, don't wait until it's too late to try to see through the eyes of other people. Try to see how you're affecting people right now, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know,
yeah.
I always ask myself, what time are you in right now, Peter? And I say to myself, I'm living in the now.
Good,
and
yes.
I'm really very conscious of the fact that, you know, And I do mean this to the listening audience. You know, when my recovery time, I was in a wheelchair. I lost my vision. I was 89 pounds for 2 years. The medical, you know, complications I experienced were apparent. You know, they were just unbelievable. But the point I'm making, for many of us who come back, you know, every moment that we're on this planet is a gift, and we kind of take that for granted. And so I live my day as though today is my last day. And I mean that. I really try to make the very best of my day, and I make it a point to go out and talk to a stranger and to make a difference. You know, if it's, you know, for those of us who are just living an ordinary life, we go, well, how do you do this and where do you begin? You begin in your own backyard. You grow where you're planted, and that's where you make a difference in your life. So for me, every moment of my life is a gift. And the only people ask me, do you fear anything? The only thing I fear is I don't have enough time on this planet to do everything I want to do. So for me, I'm always dedicated to what I call my mission.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't have a fear of death now, do you?
I don't have a fear of death. You know what I have a fear of? And I don't like to use that word fear. My issues, my concerns, is where humanity is right now.
Yes. Let's talk about that, please.
Yeah. You know, I think that we're all here as instruments to make a difference. And I think, you know, what I learned on the other side is, and I want to say this, and I want all of you to listen to me. You know, there is no gay, there is no black, there is no white, there is no Muslim, there is no Christian, there is no straight, gay, you know, whatever, you know, poor, rich, there is soul, there is spirit. So therefore, there is no judgment. And, you know, so for me, I think what I'm noticing now on this planet as I'm traveling around the world, people are really good. Everywhere I've gone, I have traveled extensively on book tour. I've been on a book tour for almost 3 years, in and out of every city, and from small town to big town to cities to small little communities, from churches to synagogues to theater, you name it, even, you know, outside lectures. And everyone that comes to these lectures to listen to me speak, everyone I've met is amazing. What I'm noticing here is that power and governments and leadership is what's lacking. Mm-hmm. And I think so many of us, not just here in the United States, but all around the planet, you know, we are so eager to give power to people who are so eager to take our power away from us. And I think we're at a time now where we need to look at the truth now, meaning current situations. And I think sometimes we need to take a look at, you know, who's helping us and who's dividing us and who's not supporting us and who's taking away from us. And that's your own truth. That's what you take a look at. And then I also say to people, start in your own backyard and make a difference in your own community and make a difference in your own neighborhood. And start doing things that uplift. And we're here to unite, not here to divide. So
exactly.
For me, as I said, you know, there isn't not a day that goes by where I don't reach out to somebody. I don't care who they are. And I have a conversation on my gratitude walk. Every day I get up and I take a morning walk, I take an evening walk, and I try to meet a stranger that I can just have a connection with. Sometimes it's just a second. Hello, how are you? Great day. You know, hope you're having a wonderful Christmas, you know, happy Easter, whatever that might be. But I wish them well. And I think I look at people in the eyes, not at my phone, but I look at people in the eyes and I have a conversation. And you know what I learned in this book tour, I forget what city I was in. I've been in so many, but it was cold and cloudy and rainy and snow and freezing sleet. And up the elevator, down the elevator during the Christmas holidays and at 24-hour fitness working out. And there was this really good-looking guy coming in out of the elevator. We seem to always get in the same elevator, leave at the same time. And I guess it was Christmas Eve. Well, everyone else was leaving. It was just he and I. I didn't, you know, I was spending the holidays by myself, obviously. And this guy was just, we were the last two on the elevator. Anyway, fast forward to the punch. You know, I walked to my car. His car happened to be next to my car. And so my voice said, speak out to this young man. And I said, you know, I hope you have a great holiday and a Merry Christmas and blah, 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 blah. And this guy just looked at me. I could see tears swelling up in his eyes. And he started just talking to me how he lost both his parents, how sad he was, and that he was going to go home and take his life.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was stunned by that. And, you know, you're speechless. You can't believe that a complete stranger is sharing this with you. And so at that moment, I think God spoke to me. I think the angel spoke to me. And it's like I reached out, and I told him about how I was basically at this stage of my life an orphan, and that I had no family, and that I rescue animals and shelter animals and help abuse women and children, and that don't do that and get out and do something. And he just curled in my arms and hugged me and just cried. And so the point I'm bringing to all of your listening audience is you don't know that today is this very day that you might be saving someone's life.
Exactly. It's
and
true.
So our job is to not to shut down and me, and my world and my money and my career and my education and my promotion and my relationship.
It's we.
It's a we thing.
Right. Because we're all connected, right? Didn't you feel that connection after you left the physical body? You actually feel that connection with everything and everyone.
Oh, my God. Right? I'm so connected to the planet, the trees, the earth, the animal kingdom.
Animals, yes.
Everything.
Yeah.
You feel this hypersensitivity to the planet. And so for me, coming back, and again, so many of us, when we do come back, our consciousness does not understand hate. Our consciousness does not understand dividing people. Our consciousness does not understand putting children, in prison camps away from their family, no matter who they are, no matter what race they are. That is not coming from a place of God. And so for me, is that I am just shocked by and hurt by and can't believe that we oftentimes are allowing so many things to happen that should not be happening because it's not coming from a place of compassion.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, I could just talk to you forever. You finally, yes, somebody who understands because I'm able to feel that connection as well. And it's hard to explain to someone if they haven't experienced it fully.
Well,
and you really have.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for me, how I explain to people in my lectures is that, imagine the love you have for your dog or your cat or your girlfriend or your grandmother, or your best friend. Well, multiply that, 10 times 10 times 10, a million times while you're in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel this love and compassion. And, for me, it makes me understand how God is so compassionate towards humanity. And, I kind of love that quote from The Color Purple, God must get pissed off when we pass a meadow full of purple flowers. Well, I kind of agree with that.
Uh-huh.
Because, our earth here, we're only tenants on this planet. And we need to realize this. We don't own this planet. We are just a part of it. And, it's almost like trash in our own backyard. Eventually, that does catch up with us. So I think once you turn the perspective around and start looking at, why we're here and who you are and finding your authentic purpose and feeling connected to your neighbors and feeling connected to Mother Earth and feeling connected to the difference we're all here to make on this planet, then we'll start changing.
Yes.
But it does start with self first.
Exactly. You can't give what you don't have yourself. You have to love yourself.
Heal self first. People go, I want to be, I've seen so many people in the spiritual community who want to go out and help the planet, but they're not helping themselves.
Exactly.
Their pocketbooks are broken and their relationships are broken and they are broken, but they want to help. Well, help yourself first. It's called resurrection energy. Heal thyself first and then heal the planet.
Right. Because you are part of the whole as well.
Well, the resurrection energy is people don't, I think why people have taken to my story is because, number one, think about being in a wheelchair. Think about being given 3 months to live. Mm-hmm. Think about the idea of not being able to see. And think about the change I made in my personality. And then leaving a career in the news division and going off and going into the paranormal world as a ghost investigator. It's quite a change in itself,
Yes.
Dichotomy. So anyway.
I know a lot of people are wondering. When you were out of your physical body, did you feel or see your deceased loved ones?
I saw not only my deceased loved ones. I saw, and again, keep an open mind when you hear what you're about to hear. I began to understand that there are things called past lives or past relationships, karmic relationships that do come into our lives for whatever reason. And so not only did I see my lost loved ones and my grandparents and my third grade school teacher, Mrs. Bellamy, but I also saw people from my past lives, period.
Beautiful.
From the 1800s and 1600s and the 1500s and the 1200s. I mean, there I was, like when you do past life regressions, there you are experiencing your exit points and seeing your life at that time and the importance of what we did and didn't do, shoulda, coulda, woulda, if you will. And so it changed my whole world. So when I came back, I believed in reincarnation. I believe in past lives, and not just for people, but for animals as well.
Yes. Oh, we have so much to talk to you about animals too. But for one, I did want to mention time is an illusion. So when you leave the physical body, it's all past, present, future, it's now. So you feel all your past
lives. People don't get that, you know, an example, as you and I are talking, we've been on the phone for what? I don't know how many minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But not only are we living in the now, but our past is now behind us. This conversation, three or four conversations are now behind us. So that is our past. And we're in the now, and you and I are going to engage in conversation going towards our next line, which is our next future. So you see, we're living in it, and people don't realize that.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it certainly does. Yes. Now let's talk about the animals, because they are part of who we are, too.
Yeah.
And you saw a lot about the animals. Could you share that, too?
Yes. I believe that God's creatures are basically our protectors, and that like us, they come in with the core soul of love and kindness, and they connect. And what I share with people in my lectures is animals smell fear, and animals smell love. And I don't care where you are, what you're doing, you know, whether it's a dog, a cat, a goldfish, a horse, a duck, you know, a little pig. Animals just feel this. Their instincts think about this. You know, if God is all encompassing, you know, and every person on this planet is created by God, well, what about the animal kingdom? So, you know, they come in with the love and kindness that we do, and they basically are, to me, in my opinion, the more advanced creatures on this planet, because they operate within the standards of love. You know, they operate within the standards of Mother Nature. It's us who destroy. And so we've got to take a big, serious turnaround here and go, you know, we're polluting our oceans, we're destroying our animal kingdom, and, you know, we're letting, chemicals into our oceans and oil into our oceans and our gulfs. You know, we're doing things that we shouldn't be doing, and so Mother Earth eventually begins to start, you know, pulling away from us and taking care of itself, which is why the weather patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it's like, you know, what can I do today? Well, you know, I'm very conscientious of, you know, littering. I'm very conscious of the trees. I'm conscious of all the animal kingdom. And I connect with the spirit world, meaning the spirit world like the Native Americans do, with the spirit, if you will. When I see an example, I was coming back from the grocery store, and this big old, you know, rabbit just pulled in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so rabbits represent, you know, a new career, a fertile ground for new endeavors in your career for the coming year. I run across the coyote, and the coyote represents to me the tricksters, the people who, you know, who come off to be as good and kind sometimes are the ones who come with an intention or opportunism. So I've learned to listen to the animal kingdom that speaks to me.
Yes.
And I think the more connected we are to the animal kingdom, the more we learn about ourselves.
Absolutely. And you also had a vision of, in your near-death experience, you threw garbage in the water or something like that, and how that affected
the plant. Yeah, well, what I did, actually, I was on my final interview for CBS in the news division at that time in Dallas, Texas, and I was crossing the bridge for my sixth interview, and I didn't really care if I got the job. At that time, I really wanted to get into the motion picture industry as a special effects makeup artist, so I could care less if I got the job. Listened to rock and roll music. I my window's down, and I just threw a silver wrapper from the gum that I had, popped it in my mouth, and threw the wrapper out into the river. And when I had my life review, I watched this wrapper go in slow motion into the river, and how this wrapper was met by other trash, and how this trash went down the lakes and the rivers and into the ocean.
Hmm.
And I saw it pass the chemical the oil refineries and many of the refineries, and I watched this toxic chemical come out of the refineries. I watched all the other trash meet the toxic waste and how it went into our oceans. And I saw people getting sick from this. And so I realized when I had my life review that my one small action, meaning a gum wrapper that I threw into the river, affects everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see that in your life review, you are more aware of the fact that everything that we do, from a silver gum wrapper that's thrown into the river, into our conversations that are not coming from a place of love, affect everyone. Everything that we do on this planet affects everyone. So when you understand that, you understand that your conversations today basically either help or they harm. And so if you come from a loving place, then you spread love. If you're coming from a place of anger and hate and resentment and divide, well, you spread that. So we're given a choice every day to do the right thing.
Beautiful.
Or the not-so-right thing.
Right, right. It's our choice.
It's always a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I learn to live my life by better choices. And as you get older, you learn to make wiser choices. When you're young, you make impetuous decisions, and then you go, oh, God, I should have done that. Again, shoulda, coulda, woulda. I don't live in the shoulda, coulda, woulda consciousness. I live in the now consciousness. What can I do right now? What can I say right now, this morning, this very moment, as I'm talking to Karen? What can I say through God's eyes, mouth, and spirit that helps to heal? So if one person that's listening today gets the message, then I've done my job.
Beautiful. Yes. I like to wake up in the morning and say, how may I serve? And then the universe works in ways to serve us as well.
Well, you say something that's critical here.
Yeah.
Meaning, when we come into a place of, you know, and you put a cosmic order out to the universe and say, how may I be of service?
Yeah.
You know, the angels and the ascended masters and Jesus and what, you put any category you want. You know, I call it God.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put a purchase order out to the universe, and they say, oh, my God, this person here in New York wants to be of service, so let's create more abundance in her life because she's really coming from a place of authenticity, and we want to make sure that she does her job. But when you're coming from a place of, well, I don't like my boss, and I didn't get enough money for this, and they're not really paying attention to me, you're putting out what I refer to as a lack consciousness. So the very lack thing that you're putting out is the hand you put out to the universe is the hand you receive from the universe. So start being, you know, mindful of our thoughts, because I think when we're mindful of our thoughts and they're coming from a pure place, we get the best things possible in our life. So again, I try not to live in limitations. People ask, well, you seem so positive all the time. Well, I try to be, and when I'm not and I have a bad day, you know, a poor, pitiful party for Peter, and I wrap myself in a big old blue blanket with black trim, you know, I may be there for a while, but I also go, okay, Peter, go back to your spiritual understanding. You know, this is what works for you, and I get out of the poor, pitiful party and going out and enjoy the planet.
Yes. So you absolutely are a changed person after you left, after you came back.
Oh, without a doubt.
What made you?
My friends, you know, say to me, you know, oh my God, you know, you don't shut up.
Oh, but I love it. That's awesome.
Whereas before, they called me the shadow. I never would speak up.
Well, because you had stutter. You were stuttering.
Well, you know, the idea of doing a radio show like today,
yeah.
Oh my God. I couldn't have done it.
Yeah.
That's where I would stutter is when I went on the radio shows or the television interviews, and I was yanked off a TV show because I went into this you know, nervousness, and I couldn't talk, and it was just a horrible experience. But it taught me something.
Yeah.
Never to walk in the shadow of another person ever again.
Right.
So, you know, so I've learned to speak correctly, and I enjoy speaking, and I enjoy sharing my truth. As I understand it, it's just my truth, my choice, my understanding.
Mm-hmm. From what you experienced. I mean, you experienced this. So, what made you decide to come back to the physical body when is it a place of complete love and compassion and peace, and then you decide to come to a sick body? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, I go back to something paramount.
Okay.
Something pivotal. I had a conversation with God. Now, they can call it anything you want.
Yes.
I didn't believe in God.
Uh-huh.
I didn't, you know, to me, it was like a fairy tale. I didn't believe in, you know, the angel spoke to Mary. I mean, to me, this seems so hokey.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't believe that, you know, the walls of Jericho, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah. It just, to me, this all just seemed like, you know, like the National Enquirer.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I was given a choice by God. Do you want to go back? The voice said, do you want to go back? And as I'm watching my life review, also seeing my new future and what I could do on the planet to make a difference. Now, you understand, I wrote Keymaster on sticky notes. I didn't know how to type. I would sit down, you know, on wherever I was traveling to and take these sticky notes, and one sentence or one word became one sentence, became one paragraph, became one chapter, became one book. And, you know, so I saw myself as a writer. And again, seeing this on the other side, I was like, wow. See myself traveling around the planet and talking to people, not stuttering, not being scared. And, you know, so I saw that how I could make a difference. But I also saw, you know, an attempted suicide on my part. I also saw, you know, isolation of people not listening to me. I also saw the complication I would experience medically for year after year after year. But I still was given a choice, do you want to go back? And when I saw I could make a difference, and I saw that where my life was going, and I saw that, you know, that we all are here to make a difference, I said yes. So I go back to that very simple principle. Every day, every moment of our life is based upon a choice. And you have to be responsible for the choice, because that is what I refer to as karma. Every action creates a reaction. And so the choice I make today to speak on this radio show, well, I can't see you, you can't see me, and I can't see your listening audience. But I go back to what I said earlier. If someone is listening to me, and someone, this makes sense to me, and they go and share it with a friend or a wife or a husband or a boyfriend or girlfriend or coworker, and they get it, that's how you shift consciousness. So for me, that choice to help other people and to be a part of this better world was my new choice. So that's why I said I wrote the book, and, you know, 9 years of struggle getting the book out there, and then one day I got a yes. 9 years of no.
Wasn't the right time.
I just knew I was going to cross the finish line.
Yeah.
So I didn't give up. I gave up on people giving up on me.
So. That's so awesome. We're going to take a short break right now. We'll come right back.
Okay.
All right.
Ski Barn, live life outside. Our midwinter sale is on. Save on a huge selection of quality gear and apparel and enjoy it now, just in time for your next ski trip. All equipment purchased at Ski Barn can be mounted while you wait. Hurry in for the best selections. Stop by one of our convenient locations in Paramus, Wayne, Lawrenceville, or Shrewsbury. Or check us out online at skibarn.com and receive free shipping on orders over $50. Ski Barn, the goods, the people, the passion.
Hi, this is Big Jim Wheeler. You know, I grew up on a farm as a kid, and, well, back in those days, we didn't have much TV to watch. So as a family, we'd sit around the radio, and we'd listen to those old shows. Well, I've become a huge fan of those classic radio shows, and I'm thrilled to share my personal collection of original broadcast recordings with you. Well, we got old Western superheroes, classic stories, oh, we got them all. Check out Hudson River Radio's Classic Radio Theater on Sundays at 9 a.m. and again at 10 p.m. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss a show. This is Big Jim Wheeler signing off and hoping you enjoy the show.
Karen Noe here. Did you know that you can now subscribe to all of Hudson River Radio's podcasts?
Some companies try to dupe you with double talk. Frontier gives it to you straight.
You can say that again. Get the speed you need with a 2-year price guarantee on service for TV, internet, and voice. Don't let all the techie jargon of the digital frontier confuse you. Let Frontier be your guide. Visit GetFrontierCopper.com today for complete offer details. Limited time offer. Equipment fees, surcharges, taxes, and other fees are subject to change. Frontier terms and conditions apply. Service subject to availability. Speed not guaranteed. Depends on many factors.
Podcasts, including the Angel Quest Show, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and iHeart. And of course, they're always available right in our Hudson River Radio app, which you can download on iTunes and Google Play. You can hear our podcasts anytime and anywhere. You can also sponsor one of our shows to get your messages heard locally and around the world. Your commercial will play at least 10 times every day, 7 days a week, on Hudson River Radio's live broadcast. And you can choose which podcast will include your spot. We will even produce your commercial for free with a 4-week commitment. All of this is available for an unbeatable $49 per week. Just shoot an email to info@HudsonRiverRadio.com and we'll get you started. That's info@HudsonRiverRadio.com. All right, welcome back. And, oh, this is so fascinating. Can you share some more valuable experiences that you have from the other side?
Oh, sure. Let's see. We've the animal kingdom. I want to talk about this because this is where I'm very passionate about now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking about how animals can smell love and fear, and that's important to me. And therefore, what I do on in my world these days, because again, I don't have a family. I'm, you know, at this ripe age, I have been by myself for many years. So I, you know, I go to kill shelters. I, you know, I donate to certain organizations. I make a difference. You know, I counsel women who've been in abusive relationships. I counsel kids, teenagers, interesting enough, who want to make career choices. So as I said, going back to the choice that I saw on the other side, you know, we're all here every day to do something with their lives, and people go, well, I'm sorry, I have three kids, and my life is busy, or, you know, I'm talking to some people who are, you know, I'm a CEO of a company, and, you know, I can't share this, you know, metaphysical, spiritual, witchy-woo-woo with my office, they won't get it. Well, you know, what I learned, you know, think about this, I was in the news division, it's not like I ran in there and said I had a near-earth experience, and said to share this with all my, you know, different people that I was speaking with. But I did find the right ears. And what I did do at that time was that, okay, you know, God, universe, angels, if you will, you know, I sent a purchase order out to the universe, provide the right people to come into my life that I can share my story with. And so here I am, you know, as a makeup artist, you know, with CBS and traveling around the country, you know, as a freelance image consultant. And the person who comes into my life is Academy Award winner Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, wow.
Now, think about Shirley MacLaine. And so here I am working with her, and I get a chance to have a one-on-one conversation with her. Then I get a chance to work with Academy Award-winning Greer Garson, who was, you know, Academy Award winner for Mrs. Miniver, and up for many, many, you know, Best Actress Awards from the 30s all the way up to the 60s, kind of like the Meryl Streep of her time. And here she was doing all this planet work, and I never knew it. So God kept providing me all these amazing female celebrities and VIPs who are already spiritually advanced. And so I go back to, once we use our magic wand and put out to God, to the universe, provide the people, the places, and the situations to show up in my life where we can all make a difference. And I began to share my story with those ears that welcomed my story. It just happened to be very powerful women. And so for all of us to say, I can't make a difference, well, you know what? Look outside that door right there at your neighbor. You know, look at your, when you're at the grocery store. You don't know until you start talking to somebody that the very moment you're speaking to somebody, you could be having an encounter with an angel.
Yeah.
And so I think for me, I learned the more I ran to the consciousness of uplifting and uniting and helping, it was funny because then I started having these encounters with angels.
That's what I'd love to talk about. Yes, please tell us.
Yeah, these people that I call advanced beings on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And then the animal kingdom is that, you know, the owl, the hawk, the osprey, the coyote, all these things began to show up in my life at what I call critical times, choices that needed to be made in career or relocation or writing a book. And I'd say, okay, God, give me an answer. Give me a symbol. Give me something that I could understand. And all of a sudden, the osprey would show up or all the hawk would show up. And then I would Google, you know, what the hawk meant or the osprey or what the rabbit meant.
Mm.
And I began to understand that, oh, my God, I'm having a conversation with God. Or here we go. I'm seeing 444, 333, 222, you know, 999. So I began to settle the angel codes. And then so when I see these cars with tags with 444, or I'd be at 333 Gear Street in San Francisco, or I'd get a package that was sent to the wrong address and there would be 222, you know, South Street. I began to up my awareness and realizing I'm having a daily conversation, a moment-to-moment conversation with God.
Yes.
So for me, I began to understand, live in the world of intuition and not the world of logic, and guide my life by intuition.
Yeah.
Again, a choice.
Yeah. So you're receiving without a doubt signs. I call them without a doubt. You know, without a doubt, there's signs from God, from the universe.
And there's signs meant specifically for you.
Yes. Yes.
And that's why they're so powerful, because you're going through all this stuff in your life, and all of a sudden you're questioning, you're doubting, you say, just God, oh, help me, you know, give me a sign. Well, for me, I say, okay, thy will be done, not my own.
Yeah.
And what happens here, when I turn that over to the universe, to God, I get out of the driver's seat and I become the passenger, and I let God drive my car. And so, therefore, since God is an advanced being, God is knowing and loving and all kinds, I am driven to a location, to a new destiny that is so much better than what I thought to, you know, than I even had imagined.
Yeah.
So I live in that moment. I really try to hand it over. Do I do it all the time, Karen? No. Mm. Do I worry? Yes. Do I fret? Yes. Do I go into a place of, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Yes. We all do. But I also know how I go back to my original what I call my path, I always go back to the near-death experience. I always go back to what I saw. There's not a moment in my life where I'm going, oh, Peter, now when it's time for your next life review, be aware of this. You know, I go back to the other day, I had a piece of gum in my mouth, and I was about to throw the wrapper out in the car in the street again. I thought, oh.
Oh, can't do that. Right.
Ding, ding, ding. Peter.
Finding yourself. Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I just was not, you know, I wasn't conscious of that. I was just going to flick it out. And we all do. We throw trash. We don't mean to. We just are not thinking about it.
Right.
We don't want it in our car, but we don't mind putting it in our street. And I thought, Peter, Anthony, don't do that.
Now, were you able to see the angels and ascended masters or feel them when you left the physical body?
Well,
or more
my life review, I mentioned to you, I ended up in this big, huge tree. Now, for those of you who are Game of Thrones fans, and I am, but when I saw that episode where they introduced the tree in the Game of Thrones, I went into complete, utter shock. Because that was the tree I was in. I didn't know at the time that it was the tree of life.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't even know what the tree of life meant. And it's an old Hebrew passage about the tree of life and, you know, how you, it's like the 12 tribes of Israel. I'm not Jewish, but it represents that the tree of life is for all of us. And as I was sitting, you know, into my life review, I'm sitting there in this tree, and I'm going to say, I don't know if it was Jesus, I don't know if it was an angel, I don't know who it was male form, but that I was having a conversation with this advanced being and sharing my life review, and there wasn't this judgment of looking down at myself and going, wow, Peter, you really screwed up there. It was coming from a place of, oh my God, you can do a much better job than this.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was given the choice to come back, I went back with the theory of, always try to do the very best you can.
Right.
And so with this conversation with this ascended master, I can't explain it. You know, as I said, I always say, imagine the love you have for your dog and how the love the dog has for you. Well, imagine sitting next to that and multiply that 10 times 10.
Right.
The love that you're experiencing side by side with this ascended master is beyond anything you're capable of understanding. So when you're seeing yourself, you're not criticizing yourself as much as you're loving yourself.
Right. You see the broader perspective. You see the bigger picture.
Absolutely.
And so forth. And,
So when I'm in my conflicts on earth, I go back to my understanding in heaven. And I try to solve as much as I can. You know, I keep my feet planted firmly on earth, but I also walk in heaven and go back to those moments of my life review. And I really try to do the very best I can. That's all I can say. I really,
you know, when I'm on the phone with
American Express and I'm having an engaged conversation, or like I was yesterday, you know, DMV lost my California renewal tag registration form, and it's been an ongoing drama since November. And I'm driving around in California without my tags, and I, you know, I paid for it. I have proof of it.
Oh.
And fast forward, I got onto the phone call with this DMV agent who was so not nice, just blah.
So it's difficult. How did you, how are you nice to someone like
that? I asked to speak to the supervisor, and anyway, fast forward to the punch, turned out to be so nice, so helpful. So I had to go from the conflict, meaning the not-so-happy agent who obviously didn't like his job, to a very kind and wonderful woman. And all we discovered was there was they forgot to put the apartment number on my registration. We got to the resolution. But I didn't get to the resolution with the negative agent. I got to the resolution with the positive supervisor.
Right. But you did get the resolution. So
always
that's
walk in the conflict because you never know the miracle that is about to take place.
Right.
We resolved it. November, December, January, February, now March. You just have to be persistent.
Oh, my gosh.
So when we're out on the planet day in and day out and we're having that contact with the DMV agent or CVS or, you know, Burger King or wherever, you know, we have to understand that we are the light of the day. We may be their angel that we need to be for them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's true. It's true.
So when you become the angel, the earth angel, it's funny how the real angels show up in your life.
Yes, absolutely. If we could go back just a little bit, and when you were talking to the ascended master on the other side, the reason why I'm asking these questions, I know my listeners want to know these things. Was he, the spirit spoke to you telepathically? Was it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's too, even when ghosts appear, for your listening audience,
yes.
my gifts on the other side, I came back paranormal investigator because I was able to use math to solve crime.
Yeah.
But, you know, the ghosts communicate telepathically.
Yes, that's what, yep.
Telepathically.
Mm-hmm.
When I was on the other side, the Ascended Master was speaking to me telepathically. And what people don't understand is they're looking in the real world of Ogle. They're thinking, I'm sitting in a tree, in physical form, and I'm powwowing with Jesus. No. You know, we're sitting up there smoking cigarettes. Hey, man, you know, look at your life review, and it's not so good. Oh, dude, you could have done better. Well, no. You know, you're having this... I can't even begin to explain. You're having this telepathic conversation with an advanced being who's talking to you, and you're getting it.
Right.
And you're understanding it. You know, it's almost, you know, you see so many UFO shows where the aliens speak to us telepathically. You know, people don't realize that our animals do it, and we do it with them every day.
Yes, yes. And our deceased loved ones speak to us that way.
Advanced being telepathically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we kind of foo-hoo telepathy, but yet we do it every day.
Yeah.
We do it, you know, with our husbands. You know, we come in, and before we open our mouths, oh, you had a bad day? And you don't acknowledge, and they look at you, and you just can look at you, nod your head. Well, there's no language spoken. You get it.
Right.
Your husband sees that you've had a bad day, and he gives you space, or two, hugs you. You know, so, and no words exchanged, so there's what I call a hidden communication, which is probably the most powerful communication that takes place. You know each other, you get each other, and you respect each other, and you love each other without saying one word.
Right. Now let's take it one step further.
Yes, ma'am.
If we are trying to connect with deceased loved ones, if our listeners are, and they are speaking to us telepathically, don't we need to quiet our thoughts so that we could hear them or feel them? Or, you know, kind of tone down the chatter a little bit in our minds, like meditate, or how would you suggest that they would be able to listen to their loved ones and the angels and God?
Amazing question, and thank you for asking that question, because no one ever asked, and I always put that out to my audience.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, what I've learned to do is I say the committee meets in my mind.
Yeah.
The shoulda, coulda, woulda, and, you know, the worries and the fears and the concerns. And, you know, I was like this morning, I thought, oh, my God, I hope I have a good conversation with Karen today. And I, you know, it's so early in the morning, I'm not my best in the morning. And so, you know, that whole thought I put out there, and then I think, okay, no, just go off the cuff and speak from your heart. Your head will follow. But so for me, I guess when you're having a conversation with yourself, first of all, I don't have time to meditate sometimes because I'm always busy.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is this. I ask God, okay, I always turn on trance music every morning, and I listen to a certain radio station. It's just this beautiful New Age music. If there is a certain song, which I happen to love, and it comes on, I don't care what I'm doing. This is my God time. I go in and I say, okay, God, when this song comes on, if I'm with the client or I'm on the telephone or I'm writing, I will stop what I'm doing, and I'll go have my 3 minutes or 4 minutes of my time with God. And that is how I remove my clutter. And I, you know, I ask, may I come from peace? May I experience peace? Peace, peace, peace. Today, I ask for peace. I quiet my mind. And when I do my homework every year on November the 11th to November the 29th, I go and have my God time, and I go and do my gratitude walk, and I do my inventory. Dear God, I wasn't very nice to DMV, you know, in March, and I had to talk to a supervisor. I do an inventory and remove what I call the toxins from my soul, so that therefore I become a clearer channel to receive from the other side, and therefore it helps me to remove the clutter from my mind, therefore it helps me to make better choices, and therefore it makes me to become a wiser person by helping other people. So remove the clutter, and as I said, the committee. We all have the committee, the fears, the worries, the concerns, the bosses, the relationships that aren't working out, the career changes we want to make. That's clutter. And remove that clutter as best you know how, and I say, and it's, you heard me say earlier, thy will be done, mm-hmm. not mine.
Right.
Get out of the driver's seat, become the passenger, and let God drive. The universe, God, the angels, Jesus, they all know our better choices bring us to better pathways. So allow them to do that. See, what we do, we want to change and make the decisions. I say, stop worrying and start allowing.
Yeah, beautifully said. It's
true.
So your sequel...
All wound up. Can you see I've had my 3 cups of coffee this morning?
Oh, well, it's so early that you're in California, so you're 3 hours earlier. Oh, my gosh. So glad you came on, though, today. It's amazing. So if our listeners are able to connect with their angels, with God, with higher dimensions, with, you know, they have to raise their vibration. So it's more on par with the energy of who we really are, which is really God, divine energy, love. And that's what you're saying. If we quiet ourselves, not, you don't necessarily have to quiet your mind, but to tune into that loving vibration, say, how, you know, how may I serve, thy will be done, and so forth. And they could all do it. No, it's not just Karen Noe or Peter Anthony. Is that right?
Well, you know what I do? And I get up every day and I do a gratitude walk. And I believe God is in nature. And so I hike. I go to parks and I sit down and feed the duck. I love parks. And also when I travel, and I travel throughout Europe, I go to cathedrals. And I really do. I go in, I just sit there, and I talk to God like I'm talking to you today. Yeah. You know, and if I've had a bad day, you're not going to believe who this person was and what a hell they were. And, you know, and I sit there and I say, you know, and what do I do and could I have done? You know, I just really talk like I'm talking to my best friend, which happens to be my best friend.
Yeah.
And then I think, you know, there's not a moment in my day, and I say this not to sound fanatical, but I'm always talking to God.
I love it.
And, you know, because I really do believe that, you know, if I allow God, Jesus the Christ, to make these decisions, and they're coming from a higher place, then why would I not have a better choice in my life? You know, people say, oh, don't do that radio view. Oh, don't do that. I do all of them because, you know what? It's not about the show. It's about the connection of the person I'm speaking with that I, you know, that she and I or he and I might have a connection today. And so I don't look at it as best-selling or the best radio show. I look at it as, you know, my job today is to have church with Karen.
Well, I'm
and
glad
you and
I
are basically having Holy Communion, if you will, through the spoken word.
Right, right.
That basically is healing. That is transformational.
It's funny that you say you talk to God all the time. Next month I have Neil Donald Walsh coming on. So I'm really excited about that as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, we could all talk to God. It's not just a certain person. We all have that ability. And we have divine energy within us. We all have God within us.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's
more.
Well,
we just need to remind yourselves day in and day out. You know, what happens for me, and for those who are new to this, well, I don't know, this sounds all hokey-pokey. Well, you know what I say? Well, go out. What do you have to lose? Go try it.
Mm-hmm.
And ask for the miracle in your life, whatever that miracle might be. You know, for me, when I was writing this book you know, I didn't know I was going to go back to California, didn't know where I was going to live. I said, okay, give me a sign, God. And I was on my way to give my resignation, my job in the entertainment industry, and I ran a red light because I was praying, meditating, not the best place to be. And I almost ran into this moving truck, and it says, move to Palm Springs, 800, blah, blah, blah. And here they showed the tram and all the windmills, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I moved to Palm Springs without a job,
amazing.
And I wrote my book here. It was the best decision I ever made. I turned it over to God.
Yes. And then you ask, I'm telling the listeners, all you have to do is ask for a without a doubt sign to let you know, that you're on the right track or whatever, and then be patient and wait, and the sign will come when you least expect it. It will. It will. And you have a sequel to Keymaster, and it's due in the spring of this year.
Yeah, I'm hurriedly trying to get this book out. It's called The Accidental Prophet.
Okay.
And it goes into angels. It goes
Beautiful.
Into the gift of synesthesia. It goes into codes. It goes into angels, the animal kingdom, pollution, politics, the paranormal worlds. I also go into, and this is my most favorite part of this book, vortex work. Traveling to the vortex of Sedona and Maui and Stonehenge and Machu Picchu and going into Chichen Itza. Every year I go and do a PowerPoint vortex conversation with God where I realign my grid and my own body. And I learned to do that because the angels told me how to do this.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm going to have you back on the show.
You should. It's good. And you'll love this part of what I call vortex work. I do it every November the 11th that I clinically died. I go and do something that reminds me of how to raise my consciousness.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So we're winding down now, but how can our listeners find out more about you and your website and your books?
Okay, well, go to www.theaccidentalprophet.com, and everything on my website, my videos, my television shows, my books, my lectures, my events, it's all there. And I'm also, you know, on YouTube. I've got 4 YouTube videos out about my near-death experience.
They're amazing, by the way. Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And, you know, so this is another way to reach my audience. And so, as I said, so the Ask No Prophet is how you can reach me. And if you have questions about anything in your world, you can go to the very back page of my website and send me an email, and I do respond. Now, I am working on a TV show right now, which I can't disclose too much.
Mm-hmm.
But I am busy, but we do get back with you. So, and then again, check out my book, Keymaster.
Yes.
I still have a 5-star rating. I've been at the top 100 books for quite some time. I go in and out of being on the top 100 books, but it's always there on Amazon for again the book Keymaster. It's an amazing book. You'll love, you'll care, you'll change your world, you'll transform, and you'll believe in angels.
So wonderful. Again,
you'll believe in angels because this book is about angels.
Yes. So we've been speaking with Peter Anthony. You are amazing. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, you're so welcome. And thank you to your listening audience, and thank you, Karen. And I have to say, the man I spoke with earlier before I hooked into your radio show,
yeah.
What an amazing spirit. So
I
what
agree.
A great staff you have. Thank you.
Thank you again, and hope to have you on again if you're willing.
I hope so.
Okay.
And you'll tell me when this is going to air, right?
I will. Absolutely. It's airing today, this show, and I'll have a copy of it for you. You can put it on your website as well, a podcast. This and all subsequent shows will be offered as podcasts. You'll be able to retrieve these shows on www.hudsonriverradio.com or on my website at karennoe.com. That's karennoe.com. And for more of this type of spiritual information, you may wish to visit me on my Facebook page at Karen Noe Author. Join us here for the next Angel Quest radio show on Saturday, April 6th at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Remember, it's always the first Saturday of the month at the same time. And again, are you ready for this? My guest next month will be Neil Donald Walsh, author of Conversations with God. I cannot wait. It's going to be an amazing show, so make sure to tune in then. So have an amazing weekend, and always remember to focus on the love and comfort around you. Angel blessings to you all.
HudsonRiverRadio.com, your local Rockland County station.
Some companies try to dupe you with double-double talk. Frontier gives it to you straight.
You can say that again. Get the speed you need with a 2-year price guarantee on service for TV, internet, and voice. Don't let all the techie jargon of the digital frontier confuse you. Let Frontier be your guide. Visit GetFrontierCopper.com today for complete offer details. Limited time offer. Equipment fees, surcharges, taxes, and other fees are subject to change. Frontier terms and conditions apply. Service subject to availability. Speed not guaranteed. Depends on many factors.
Some companies try to dupe you with double talk talk. Frontier gives it to you straight.
You can say that again. Get the speed you need with a 2-year price guarantee on service for TV, internet, and voice. Don't let all the techie jargon of the digital frontier confuse you. Let Frontier be your guide. Visit GetFrontierCopper.com today for complete offer details. Limited time offer. Equipment fees, surcharges, taxes, and other fees are subject to change. Frontier terms and conditions apply. Service subject to availability. Speed not guaranteed. Depends on many factors.